Hello.
Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I keep getting charged on my bank statement, and I've tried to notify you guys I don't know how many times.
Okay,
I didn't subscribe to anything.
Okay, I can take a look for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
67601.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Debbie Bush.
Just a moment. Okay, I do have a Debbie Bush here. Could you confirm the shipping address for me?
Shipping address?
Yes, ma'am.
2920 Canal Boulevard, Hays, Kansas.
Okay, just a moment. We do have an account for you. It's just taking a moment to load. Once it loads up, I'll be able to let you know what you're being charged for. Just a second. Okay, so I do see it looks like back in July 9th specifically, it looks like you entered a drawing for a chance to win the KitchenAid.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So with that, it does inform you in the terms and conditions that you are entering a drawing for a chance to win that item. If you don't win the item in 2 days, it enters you into a bigger drawing for a better chance to win. Each month, you're entered into that drawing for a better chance to win, and there is a membership fee of $56.95. With that membership, you do also get a $125 gift voucher each month for being a part of that, but the $56.95 that you pay each month is entering you into the drawing for a better chance to win. And if you win, of course, you get an email letting you know you win, and they ship it to the address you provided.
Okay, how do I cancel this? Because, okay, it's not right. It's like I wasn't informed of this. Wasn't informed the $56.95. I mean, I was not informed. I had no idea that this was gonna happen.
I can go ahead and cancel it for you. It's no problem. However, it does inform you in the terms and conditions that is you're entering into a drawing, and if you don't call in and say you don't want to be a part of the bigger drawing, it does automatically enroll you into that with the assumption that you do want to be a part of it. But I can go ahead and cancel it for you so you won't be billed anything going further. And I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
You have a what?
A cancellation number for you.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I got to get a pen.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So it is C as in Charlie. 262-176-205.
Okay, C-262-176-205.
Yes.
And what was your name?
My name is Mikayla.
Mikayla?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this is from FitOn, right?
I'm sorry?
This is the phone number's from FitOn, or FitOne, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and I will not be charged this month?
Correct. You won't be charged this month.
Okay. So everything is canceled from here on out.
Yes, ma'am. And that number I gave you is your confirmation, just for your records in case you have any issues. But I got you canceled out, and you won't be charged anything going further.
Okay. Now, you said that every month, then I was supposed to get $120 worth of vouchers.
Correct.
I never and got no vouchers.
It would have came to the email that you put in one place in the order. If you didn't see it in your regular email, it probably would have been in your spam. We can do a resend. If you wanted to check now and you don't see any, we can do a resend of all of those vouchers for you. It should have came to the email.
You better resend them, because I never got any vouchers. And you spend this money where? Anywhere?
You spend it on the gadgets in the Gadgets Club website. You can purchase different gadgets online. And all that information would be in the email. Have you checked your spam to see if you received it there?
Or do you know for sure
that it's not there?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Just skip the vouchers. I don't care. Gadgets. I'm not a gadget person. So, but thank you so much, and I'm so glad I got this cleared up.
My pleasure, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.